Well, that does it.
That does what?
That's the game. You lost.
You still see my checker there, don't you?
I see it, and wherever you move it, I jump it.
That's why I'd have to be a fool to move it.
But it's your turn.
And I've decided to stay there on my turn. Now it's your turn. Move somewhere or give up.
I give up.
Good.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. I just beat Raj again. How was work?
Oh, work was fine, but home is better. And speaking of home and work, I hope all your homework's finished.
Yep, I did everything except study for tomorrow's algebra test, which I'll do when Dwayne and Rerun show up.
Mm-hmm. And Dee, how about your homework?
I've decided not to do it.
You what?
I realized today that I don't believe in doing homework. And there are many more children who feel as I do. One of us has to take a stand.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Well, whoever's gonna take this stand had better not be you, or you won't be able to take a seat now. Move it!
It's hard fighting for what you believe in. Where's tomorrow's Kunta Kinte coming from?
Oh, my goodness. Roger, look what Miss McDermott gave me today. 2 tickets for a Friday night concert.
Oh, Mama, that's nice. Who are you going with?
I'm not going, you are.
Oh, thanks, Mama, but I don't like your kind of music. I wouldn't enjoy the concert.
Fine. I'll just give them to Dwayne and Rerun. Maybe they like Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's at the forum?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Mrs. McDermott bought these tickets for her son, but he had a college interview up north, so she gave them to me.
That kid gave up a Stevie Wonder concert to go to college?
I'm going to call my friend Robin and tell her we're going to the concert.
Hey, wait a second. I'm using these tickets.
I'm giving these tickets to Roger because you're too young to go.
But, Mama, how come Roger always goes?
Gee, the concert won't be over until 1 a.m, and you have to be in bed, young lady.
I could stay up until 1.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because you're only 11 years old.
Well, who has to know that?
Here, Roger.
Oh, Mama, these tickets cost $25 a piece.
Well, who are you going to take, Dwayne or Rerun?
I forgot about that.
How can I invite one without making the other one mad at me?
You can't. Well, that's it. I guess I get the tickets anyway.
Stop it, Dean. I'll tell you what. When Roger goes to the concert Friday, I'll take you to a movie, okay?
Okay.
But, Mama, what should I do?
Well, why don't you just flip a coin?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dwayne is heads and Rerun is tails.
Right. You can say that again. What is it?
I'm afraid to look. You tell me.
It's heads. That means Dwayne goes.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's Dwayne. Come on in, Dwayne.
It's not Dwayne. It's Gene Walker. Remember me, Rabbit?
Right. Rabbit, right. You're the fellow on the USC track team. And you came by to rent the room.
Yeah. Did you change your mind?
Oh, Mama, this is Gene Walker. I forgot to tell you. He saw the ad that we had in the paper for a board about a month ago, mm-hmm. And he came by to rent the room.
It's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's awfully expensive living on campus. You know, prices going up every day. I can pay about $50 a month.
I don't think so.
I can also pay $60 a month.
Oh.
I really need your room, ma'am.
It's my room that was up for rent.
I can also pay $1 a month to the little girl for giving up her room.
Mama?
What, Dee?
The poor man needs shelter.
Hey, Mama, if Dee doesn't mind, that extra money could make your life easier.
Well,
$65 a month, you said?
No, I said 60.
Oh, then it must have been me who said 65.
That's where you heard it, Mama.
You got it. I'll be by tomorrow with my things. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. And thank you, small portion.
See you later, Gene.
All right.
I sure hope I did the right thing.
I think you did. He's studying political science, mm-hmm. politics and stuff. Smart guy.
Mm. He better be. You're going to need a politician around here to tell Rerun he's not going to the concert.
Rerun will understand. It was a fair flip of the coin, and that's all there is to it. Now that's Dwayne. Come on in, Dwayne.
Hey, hey, hey. Hi, Miss Thomas.
Hi, Dwayne. How you doing?
What's happening?
You're going to see Stevie Wonder at the forum.
Stevie Wonder? Stevie Wonder? Is she kidding, Raj?
No, my mama gave me the ticket.
Oh, wow, Stevie Wonder. What's happening?
Hi, Mrs. Thomas. Hi, Stevie.
Hey, man, Rerun, guess who we're going this Friday night?
Wait.
We're going to see the Stevie Wonder concert.
All right, boy, we lucky.
Wait till you hear this, Lucky.
See, Rerun, Miss Thomas gave Raj the tickets and he's taking us.
Gee, Raj, I don't know how to thank you.
You don't have to thank him.
I think you better explain, Roger. Dee, go upstairs and work.
And miss this?
Dee?
What's this all about, Raj?
Rerun, I got something to tell you.
Yeah, pal, what is it?
You ain't going to the concert.
What?
You're not going to the concert.
Huh?
You didn't give me a chance to finish, Dwayne. You're going, but Rerun isn't. My mama only gave me 2 tickets.
And you picked Dwayne over me?
Well, I didn't pick him. The coin picked him. The only way I could choose between you and Dwayne was to flip a coin. Heads him and tails you. And it came out heads.
Why was he heads? Did you flip a coin to see who should be heads? And how do I really know that you flipped the coin at all?
Mama and Dee were witnesses.
Well, I guess that's how it goes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And Dwayne won, and that's it. Congratulations, Dwayne.
Hey, Rerun, thanks.
Oh, Rerun, you're the best, man.
Thanks, Raj. Now let's flip to see who goes with him.
He might not come here.
Did he tell you that?
No. He hasn't said anything to me since that dumb flip of the coin yesterday.
Oh. Rerun!
Hey, Rerun.
What's happening, buddy? Oh, I didn't think he'd get this upset over these dumb tickets.
You sitting over here?
Yeah, you got something to say about it?
No, but I think I just heard the stew start to complain.
I'm not in the mood for you, Shirley. Just bring me a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
You got it.
Hello, Rerun? I said hello, Oh, come on, Rerun, be reasonable. What else could I do but flip a coin?
What else? I'll tell you what else. You could have invited the friend you've known the longest.
But I met you and Dwayne at the same time. Remember when we were kids on the school playground?
You met me first on a seesaw. You were on one end and I came over and sat on the other end and you went flying into the sandbox.
But Rerun, do you honestly think I should have invited you instead of Dwayne just because I met you 2 seconds early?
Yes, I do. Now, if you excuse me, I want to be alone with my best friend, me.
Oh, I don't understand him. Now, if you had lost, you would have taken it like a man.
Uh-uh.
One what?
Movie you can take me to tomorrow night while Roger's at the concert. Pom Pom Girl Party.
Fine.
Plus, live on stage, 15 luscious cuties. Count them, 15.
What did you say?
All right. We don't have to see an X-rated movie. Let's see what's rated R.
I'm not taking you to no R. You're 11 years old and you're gonna see G movies and that's the all there is to it.
But how am I supposed to learn about sex?
You're not.
Until when?
until you're 185.
Who's there?
Gene Walker.
Wait a minute. Is your room all cleared out?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, small portion. Afternoon, Mr. Thomas.
Hello.
Where's my dollar?
Can't you wait till the end of the month?
This is a tough neighborhood. I don't know if I'm gonna be here by the end of the month.
Oh, I see. Okay, there you go. The room is right at the top of the stairs, right?
Right, honey.
Okay, I'll be in with the rest of my things.
I think he'll work out.
I don't see why not. He's nice, polite, and educated.
And he carries cash.
Right up here, Tina.
She must be one of his things.
Hey, Mama, was that our boarder who just came in?
Yeah, with one luscious cutie. Count them, one.
Hey, Mama, Rerun was really upset about not going to the concert.
Well, that's too bad. He's old enough now to take disappointments.
Suppose I sold these tickets and used the money for me, Rerun, and Dwayne to go to a movie and have dinner.
They're not yours to sell.
Hey, well, thanks for the help, Tina. Mrs. Thomas, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Tina. She'll be dropping in and out from time to time.
You got my vote.
Goodbye, honey.
Yeah, bye, honey.
I don't think I'm gonna like this.
What? Him having a girlfriend? Get with it, Mama. It's today. It's what's happening. Well, don't you read the newspaper? Today's college kids are at their fun-filled freest.
Hey. That sounds like pom-pom girl's party.
You got it.
When did you see that movie?
I didn't. I saw it. It was in the ad here. Now.
Why don't you two go wash up for dinner?
Yeah, or you go and use the bathroom first, Steve.
Pom-pom girl party. I'll put a pom-pom on your pom-pom.
Hey, young student, what's the problem?
Nothing.
Hey, come on, Roz, who you kidding? I was your age once when I was your age.
What?
You got a problem, right?
Yeah.
Hey, well, come on upstairs and help me unpack, and we'll discuss it man to man in private.
Okay. Well, I guess when you get right down to it, I got two tickets to the Stevie Wonder concert.
Why is that a problem?
I need three tickets to the Stevie Wonder concert.
Wow, Rod, you're the greatest man in the world. I'm really sorry for the way I acted. Thanks a lot.
Hey, forget it. And don't thank me. Thank Gene.
Yeah, man, that board of yours is all right. Where'd you get these three tickets from anyway?
Some guy on the track team needed some money.
Oh. Wow, how much are they?
$20 a piece, and they're almost as good as the two that Mama gave me.
Did you pay him yet?
No, I figure I'd sell Mrs. McDermott's two $25 tickets down here, then I owe him 10 more.
Does your mother know what you're doing?
No, and she doesn't have to.
Here, give me those two tickets. I'll sell them for us. Oh. Hey, bro, I got two tickets here for sale. Hey, little lady, I got two tickets for sale. Sorry, madam. Would you care to... I have two tickets for sale. They happen to be the best seats in the house.
You kidding?
No, he's not kidding. They're $25 seats.
Oh. Hey, man, I know. Give me a break, will you? I'm talking to him.
Be cool, fool. He's my friend.
Mine, too. And what you say to one, you got to say to all three.
All right. Hey, look, I'm not looking for hassle. I just want to go see the concert, man. Now, how much you want for them tickets?
He told you they're $25 seats.
Yeah, 25 and 25. That's 60.
Rerun.
Why is I'm handling this? $60. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it. And you and your friends. You guys are under arrest for scalping.
No.
Oh, wait, but wait a minute.
No, we don't do
wait a minute. Mr. Yeah. My grandmother's white.
Yeah, she was white. I know, fellas. Everybody's innocent here.
What, three more?
You said it. Shh. What a night. I see more scalpers tonight than Custer did. You gentlemen want to empty your pockets, please?
Well, look, this is a mistake.
Yeah, I know, son, but you see, you should have thought of that before.
What are you going to do to us?
Well, first I take your names, and then since you're juveniles, I call your families.
Look, my family is at the movies.
Uh-huh.
Mine, too. It's a double feature.
Okay, son, what's your name?
Start with me. They were really innocent. I'm the one that did the scalping. I'm guilty, and you can let them go. What's right is right, and honesty is the best policy.
Okay, what's your name?
Belafonte. Sam Belafonte, Harry's cousin. The Reverend Sam Belafonte of the First National Church. And that extra $10 I was seeking was going to be used for our Korean Children's Center. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, I just want to know, who do these tickets belong to?
Me?
Uh-huh. And you were scalping them, right?
Well, not exactly.
No, sir. I was the one scalping them. But I wasn't scalping them because scalping means selling them for more than what I paid, because I didn't pay for them yet. And I didn't sell them yet, because luckily before I was committed to a life of sin, I got arrested. Thereby staying out of trouble. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And you're not out of trouble yet, so hallelujah that.
I really enjoyed that movie this evening, Dean.
Yeah. Well, if I see another movie about an animal with the sore leg, I'm going to kill myself.
Hey, I thought it was beautiful. I even cried when the little boy found their dog.
That's because you see R-rated movies. All I ever get to see is little boys finding dogs and little dogs finding boys, and I'm really fed up.
Hello? No, he's not here. I'm his mother. Who is this? He left his wad where when his who did what? I see. Well, you can put it in the mail. Thank you, officer. Goodbye.
What was all that who, what, where stuff about, Mom?
There was a call from the forum. Roger was arrested for scalping and left his wallet there when he was released in the custody of his brother.
His brother? When did that happen?
When I rented out your room.
Mama, hi, Dee.
Evening.
Hi. How was the movie?
Not as exciting as the concert, I bet.
Stevie Wonder is a genius. I never saw anything like it.
I can believe that.
Did you go to Gene's?
Oh, yeah, I went down there.
Well, it's out awfully early, isn't it?
Well, we wanted to avoid the crowds. Huge
what?
Crowd.
Lots
oh.
of people.
I understand.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go into my room, too.
If you get out of it before you're 40, you'll be a lucky kid.
What are you talking about?
She's talking about the call I just got from the forum and the police officer telling me that you left your wallet there.
Huh? Oh, they found it. I don't know how I lost it.
Mama does.
All right, Mama. I'm going to tell you the whole truth. And you can punish me if you want to, but I want you to know that what I did, I really believe was right. And you always taught me to do what's right. And I'm going to tell you what I did, which I think was right. That's why I did it. And if you still want to punish me,
Go ahead.
Good speech won't help.
Mrs. Thomas, if I may say something on Roger's behalf, he really wanted to take Rerun to that concert tonight. And luckily, I was able to get 3 tickets from a friend of mine.
Yeah, and in order to pay for those, I had to sell Mrs. McDermott's tickets. I just wanted to make everybody happy.
See how happy you made everybody?
But I told you not to sell those tickets.
I thought you might bring that up.
And all of this happened because you disobeyed me and didn't use Mrs. McDermott's tickets. And then you tried to sell them like I told you not to. And then you got arrested for scalping. And then you lied to the police and told them that Gene here was your brother.
Yes, ma'am.
May I say something else, Mrs. Thomas?
No.
I think I'll turn in.
Yeah, me too.
Night, Mama.
You'll never make it to the stairs.
Roger!
See?
Now, this is very interesting, Roger. All of this came about over a flip of a coin. Heads and tails, right?
Right, Mom.
And that's how it's gonna finish. You were scalping, right?
Well, yeah.
And scalping is heads. And you took heads. Now I'm gonna take tails. Give me a belt.
Now, come on, Mama, you're kidding.
Let me help you, Raj. Come in.
Hi, Dee. Hello,
Miss Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Well, well. If it isn't Public Enemy 2 and 3. Number 1 is upstairs in his room.
You punched him, huh?
This is true. Hey, what are you two doing out so late anyway?
Oh, we brought the rabbit at $60.
Where did you get it from?
After my brothers came down and got me out, they bought the tickets and went to the concert themselves.
Well, the rabbit is upstairs sleeping. I don't want to wake him up. But if you want to leave the money, I'll make sure he gets it in the morning.
Sure.
Okay.
Can we see Roger?
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Mrs. Thomas.
It's hard for you to stay mad at Raj, huh?
Or you. You know, Dee, the people you love the most always seem to make you the maddest. And I'm kind of sad that I had to punish Roger. But I did it because I love him. And I want him to know right from wrong. You understand?
Yes, Mom.
And to get right down to it all, I guess I'm just an old softy. You understand? Dee?